Hey, this is your Wrestling Podcast Fix. New weekly episodes of
the And Marks of the Roundtable
on iTunes and SoundCloud.com.
Yeah.
And welcome to WrestleMania 3! And now, here to sing America the Beautiful, the Queen of Soul, Miss Aretha Franklin!
Oh, beautiful, for spacious sky, for amber.
D.B. Richards.
Yeah, this is Fram.
And JCL.
So, I'm going to start...
Sorry, no hand signal. My bad.
So, I noticed something, like, that one song by Drake.
In My Feelings.
Yeah, the Kiki. So, the parents out there are now doing a dance out, doing the same thing, but with a shark song. Have you seen that yet?
Who's shark?
No.
No, like, I have it right here. Hold on. No, like, they start dancing around, and, like, it's like, here we go.
I don't want to talk about this shit. No, I want to talk about wrestling.
Hold on.
Turn it off.
Shark, all right. I want to talk about wrestling.
Dude, come on. This isn't Sesame Street. Turn that shit off.
Dude, this is what they're doing. They're dancing. Mama
Shark. I will throw your phone against the wall.
And this is our episode for the evening, so...
No, literally, that's what they do. So...
Well, that's... That was very informative.
I know, but I just saw videos, and I'm still learning what the hell...
Fascinating.
Yes, it is fascinating. So,
you get much fascination off of the weirdest shit.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Why?
I don't know. I think people are weird, and I love it.
But you're weird.
Like, seriously, it does not matter what the video is. Hey, guys, look at this video of this bird on a bench.
Yes! Have you seen that video?
And will literally show us the video overanalyzing like it's an ESPN special.
Dude, look at this!
Why the bird is on the perch.
And then you'll go, wasn't that funny?
Wasn't that hilarious? It was hysterical.
I don't want to talk about birds on benches. I want to talk about wrestling.
Oh, that's what I was waiting for.
I did say that. You said, hold on, we got to show it. Because you were too into the video.
Yes. I just wanted to play that one thing like, Mother Shark.
All right. This is... Well, we are on the verge of the weekend of wrestling.
So, there's something to mention.
Baby Sharks?
Nah, I forgot. Oh, so... The thing about when there's deaths in anything or wrestling, people that have been in wrestling or whatever, I always feel a little more obligated to at least get the episode up not a week late. So, what does that mean? We need to have more deaths. So I'll be on top of my shit.
No, we don't need that.
Yes, we need deaths every week.
No, we don't. I mean, the last couple of episodes have been like, we've had to acknowledge the death of a wrestler.
Oh! And better yet, remember the golden rule.
We have to be enthusiastic.
Jim the Anvil Neidhart died! Yay! Aretha Franklin died! Yay! That really sucks.
Yeah.
It really sucks.
I can't even really joke about it because it's just... It's legit sad, especially the way he died.
Yeah.
Both of them, because he died from injuries to the head, and she died from cancer.
What did they say happened to him?
He, like, fell, hit his head, and succumbed to the injuries. I thought it was like he seized up or something from it, but I'm not entirely sure.
I think he seized up after.
Yeah. But wasn't it, didn't they say something along the lines of, that it might have been contributed to his... ongoing Alzheimer's, or because that just came out like not too long ago.
Yeah, it could have been.
It could have definitely been a factor. It's just still, it's just very sudden and sad. Like,
yeah, on Raw, they actually did acknowledge it, and Ronda Rousey, I think that she still has issues when it comes to showing her emotional side on television,
to be fair, like, I have to give her mad props for that because the subject of, like, losing a father, especially for her, is a very touchy subject. Because remember, her dad committed suicide and all that.
Yeah.
So, like, the fact that she was able to, like, hold her ground and even, like, just be real and talk about that.
Yeah, no.
Very respectful. She was,
but losing a parent is really hard. So yeah. I understand where Natty's coming from.
My condolences to Natalia and her family. Especially Brett. I know Brett was probably taking us the worst.
Dude, man.
The saddest picture on Facebook.
Oh, my God.
Heart Foundation picture.
With everyone grayed out except Brett.
Like, yeah.
That shit spoke volumes to me.
Dude, so come on. What is going on here? What did I have? I love Jim Neidhart's goatee.
For those of you who don't know, DV had, for the longest time, a very, very well thought out and very well maintained beard. Similar to Jim Anvil Neidhart.
He had his Neidhart beard so he could stroke it going, yeah, baby!
Yeah, he... And
It will look even better when you add your shades.
Oh, yeah.
So, what is your favorite... What were you about to say? But if you put a jacket on or something?
If I put on pink and black, do you think it would look better too?
Grow your beard a little more and then definitely...
What was my favorite moment?
What's one of your memories that sticks out in your mind as far as Neidhart? So most people are going to remember him for his, you know, teaming up with Bret Hart, but...
See, I was always a Bret Hart fan, and Hart Foundation were the tag team, and I loved Jim Neidhart just because the whole beard and reminded me of my friend's uncle. He had one too, you know what I mean? So I was like... I have to have one when I get older. But
one of the things that... I forgot which interview this was, but Bret Hart was talking about when they first came on the scene in WWE and...
They were all in blue and black.
But they were also... Bret was... Like, why they had the shades on was because Bret was not that good at the promos. So he did that so he wouldn't, like, get all... You know, so he would be a little less nervous, but he... always kind of turned to Neidhart to do the promo side of things.
Yeah.
So.
Neidhart, gosh, my favorite moment with Neidhart. It's kind of crazy, but I know it's a little bit near the end of the whole Hart Foundation as a group is when like everybody became a group.
Yeah.
When Brett got Owen and Bulldog together and then Lightheart came on the scene. Right there, family came back together. Yeah, you know I mean, that's what I loved about Lightheart.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like all of them came in, you know what I mean? But going back, I was a fan. I had to say the runs as tag team champions were fun. I liked when he was with Jimmy Hart.
One of my favorite tag team matches.
Was it Demolition?
Back in the day was... I always forget which SummerSlam it was. It was like SummerSlam 90 or something. 2 out of 3 falls. Because 91,
that's when Brent went single.
Yeah, like 2 out of 3 falls match with Demolition. And then Legion of Doom comes out and all hell breaks loose. And it was just... That was some classic tag team wrestling in WWE, so...
Their matches against the Killer Bees were amazing. Killer Bees were a great jobber tag team, but they put on a hell of a match with the Hart Foundation.
I just think it's funny the way that you had to, like, point that out. You're like, they were a really good jobber tag team.
Because I love jobbers, okay?
He's a Barry Horowitz fan.
Every jobber you can think of are amazing in their ring. You know what I mean? Everything
Gilbert.
They do.
Gilbert was hilarious.
That was a gimmick.
The best thing with him, before we get back to, you know, was when he was actually in the ring with Goldberg. That was like the first and last time we saw that happen.
And he's like a janitor in Maryland somewhere.
Nah, so to get back to...
Like, jobbers, you know what I mean? Like, guys like Hawkins. Guy can work in a ring. You got Zack Ryder can work in a ring. You know what I mean? Who else? Who else is out there? You know what I mean? Barry Horowitz was an amazing wrestler. Same with why can't I think of his name?
You know what we're not gonna see?
What?
We're not gonna see any classic matches with the Beverly Brothers versus the Hart Foundation.
See, the Beverly Brothers were just a boring tag team.
Except for when they face planted that one guy.
Oh, that was a nice face plant.
It's like they needed to make that a finisher.
No, Mikey Enos went to WCW. He did a little bit better there for a second until they just made him as a jobber. Yeah, he was alright.
My friend used to call him My Anus.
My Anus. But, dude, like, I did watch Total Divas, and Natty, her dad, were great together. You know what I mean? She was happy he was around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we had to get you ready for the Hall of Fame. And you see her, like, getting outfit ready and all.
WWE's cat lady.
It's going to leave a real bad taste in my mouth. They inducted him to the Hall of Fame this year.
If they
especially
do that...
Especially with Vader.
I'm sorry.
They should have been in there a while ago.
Jim Neidhart needs to go in with Brett as a Hart Foundation member. And that's where Owen and Bulldog and Pillman can go in without saying a word. The whole group needs to go in.
They're not going to work around it that way.
Yeah.
If Owen's going to go in, he needs to go in by himself.
We'll love to, but you got a woman named Martha Hart, the biggest in the world.
Bitch.
That only thing she cares about is herself.
At the same time, though, it's her husband and with the love of her life.
Oh my gosh.
If she feels like WWE has something to do with it,
okay,
you can't blame her for that.
But here's the question, though, when it comes to Bret Hart's... His opinion, his weird flip-flopping opinion on things was the fact that in the same interview when he was talking about this, because he was like... He said, yeah, Martha's trying to hold back the memory, and that's when Martha was like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but like... In the same interview, he said, you know, basically it's like, yeah, you should be allowed in the Hall of Fame. But then he trashes the Hall of Fame. So it's like...
I don't think Bret Hart's there. Because
in the head?
I don't
absolutely.
Think he is anymore. Because if you remember, he had a stroke. And half of the stuff he said...
But it's the fact that in the same interview, he said, oh, he should be allowed... But it's... He should be allowed in a Hall of Fame, but now I'm going to trash that Hall of Fame. So why would it matter then if you don't even like it to start out with?
Have you seen pictures of Owen's kids?
No.
You should look them up on Instagram or Twitter. I think it was Twitter I saw them. You know what I mean? But they're a lot older, and they did a memory of Owen. And it was kind of cool. You know what I mean?
How old were they when he died?
They were just little kids. They weren't even at the age of 10, I don't think.
So let's... So another one, was it today?
Yes. Also, the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, passed away.
WrestleMania 1.
No, it was WrestleMania. It was WrestleMania 3.
Was it 3?
Yeah. And then she made a second appearance at WrestleMania 23? Or was it 20? I think it was 23. Because it was 20 years later or something like that. So.
I thought it was WrestleMania 1. What was that WrestleMania 1?
I think you're thinking of Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, that was Cyndi Lauper.
No, she didn't sing.
Celebrities wise, WrestleMania 1 was, I think, Cyndi Lauper, Muhammad Ali, and Mr. T.
Yeah.
No, I thought she did the anthem.
No, she did America the Beautiful at WrestleMania 3. That was 3. That was the intro. So.
Okay. Wow. So, rest in peace. Well, so how did she die?
She had very ongoing cancer, a pancreatic cancer.
Wow. And you didn't hear one thing about that?
Oh, no. It was a known fact for a while.
Did you know about it? I didn't know she had it.
I knew she had cancer. I just didn't know what kind of cancer.
It's like when David Bowie, when he passed away, I didn't know he was dying of cancer.
Because he didn't let anybody know. Like, he didn't let anybody know because he... I think the whole thing with him was that, it was with his last album that he was working on.
Whoa, that album was sad.
But he already had cancer at that point in time. Yeah. So it was kind of like, this is it right here.
This is it, yeah.
But, yeah, Aretha Franklin was one of the few genuinely good celebrities to work with WWE. You never really...
hear anything bad about her.
You don't hear anything bad about her at all. No. So...
Alan Rickman.
She was like the first woman inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I think so, yeah.
Alan Rickman's an old one that I didn't know had cancer.
Yeah.
He was Snape, and he was the villain in Die Hard. And my favorite role he ever did was in Dogma. He played the angel.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that role.
You like the angel from Dogma over Hans Gruber?
Yeah.
Only on a podcast like this can we go from Aretha Franklin to
the person that fell
off the building.
Just bringing up the people that died like suddenly didn't hear that much about dying of cancer.
Well, most of the time it's because what are they talking about on the news? That's all you need to know. So if anything like this happens, like they're gonna be like, "Oh shit!" Like, you know.
I'll tell you straight up right now. If anybody puts any news up my thing, I am sending it to Facebook saying it's spam. Because I don't want to hear about it. I want to enjoy my day. I don't want to hear all the negativity of this world. I want to, like, live life to the fullest.
Yeah, good luck with that. Anyway.
You're full of shit.
No, moving right along. Wait, why do you think that's full of shit?
You honestly think you can't go one day without hearing some form of bad news?
No. We're gonna drop off this subject for a second.
Yeah, we're gonna put this on hold.
We're gonna talk about this subject. So, I don't believe that. You wanna know why?
Why?
Because you find much comedy in misery.
Yeah.
You see something on the news, and you're like, "Oh my god, that's hilarious!"
It's true, but I got tired of it.
No, you got don't. Tired.
I needed to walk away.
You need to walk away.
I need to walk away from politics.
No, we're not talking about. Yes, politics is the easy one to mention, but we're talking about news in general, even legitimate news. Like, there would be something in there that you would be like, I can totally piss somebody off and troll them because it's hilarious. You like doing that.
Okay, I do like doing that, but right now I really don't want to do that.
So what you're saying?
I want to troll the wrestling world.
So you want to be
fake news?
So you want to be a free thinker?
No, I just want to be a fake news guy.
Shh! You're not supposed to let them know. That totally kills the point.
Oh shit! What did I just do?
So anyway, so yeah, it was a pretty tough day today.
We've been losing wrestlers left and right this month.
Yeah, we've lost a lot in the span of what now, 2 weeks?
Like Vader was on the list, right?
Yeah, Vader was earlier this month. Then
Brian Christopher, Brickhouse Brown.
Sexy, Brickhouse Brown.
Oh, speaking of Brian Christopher, did you hear the ongoing story with that where it might have possibly not been a suicide?
Yeah, could have been murder.
What, he hung himself in a police.
They said shoelace. How, dude? Something happened there.
I mean, I'm not saying it's not plausible, but I'm saying who's going to go out of their way to kill him?
You don't
somebody
know.
Who really does not like too cool.
No, literally, like, how are you going to hang yourself with shoelaces?
I know that. I mean, okay.
That's not hard
I know,
to do.
I know this sounds ridiculous, like what I just said right there, but think about it. Think about how emotionally invested people get when it comes to anything having to do with television.
True.
People think TV is real.
Yes.
So, like, if there was somebody who was like, I didn't like him, I think he's a piece of shit.
I think Jennifer Aniston had somebody run up to her and said, you should stay with Ross!
We were on a break.
You were on a break!
All right, 90s babies, focus.
No, like, people in the world of TV gets...
You would piss off so many people whenever you would say, fuck The Walking Dead! Because they would want to argue with you about wrestling, because they'd be like, fuck that wrestling! Fuck The Walking Dead!
I always, like, people start talking about Walking Dead, I always ask the same question, I'm like, who's cutting the grass?
Walking Dead's hilarious. It really is.
I tried watching it, I saw the zombies going, and I was like...
So, you got put off by zombies acting like zombies.
Yeah.
The
I was hoping for like a Bill Murray guy.
What, for them to start dancing and do
Bill Murray guy? What, you want Zombieland?
Yes, that was a better version.
That was just a movie. That wasn't a TV show.
What about Son of Shaun of the Dead? That was a good one.
That was a movie.
Yeah, that was a.
Can't compare a movie to an.
Dude, they were better
TV.
Zombie movies. Because they made me laugh.
Because they're movies.
It's a movie. It's not a show based off of a comic adaptation.
Too much liberal shit. I don't know.
Moving on.
What does liberals have to do with that?
Let's actually get
into it. That's what's wrong with the zombies. They're like...
Wait. So you're saying that the zombies are stupid liberals? Wow.
Let's move on to actual wrestling.
Okay, I got one right now. WWE just hired a TNA head producer.
For what role?
For video and editing.
Oh, okay.
Named James Long. So.
Congratulations, person.
I think he'll be on NXT.
Somebody was asking a question on one of the group pages, and sorry, I can't remember the name. It said, if you could take over booking for a month, you might have seen this question. If you could take over booking for a month in WWE, what would you do?
Where do I start?
Okay. I had one answer for that, and I said, copy paste NXT booking and call it a day.
Basically.
So I think I would do, right now, push Elias in the main event role.
Well, at least he didn't save Miz.
No, he's already in.
I don't have to disagree with that.
I think he could be a great heel as a champion.
You want to know why?
You're going to disagree?
I disagree. Well, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, you disagree with everything I suggest.
I would obviously turn Bobby heel.
Yes, my
turn
God!
Bobby
they
heel
need
Bobby push, Lashley.
Turn no, not Bobby.
Bobby Roode.
Oh, Bobby.
Turn
Roode.
Bobby Roode heel.
Okay.
Push him to like maybe the main event spot. Then maybe long term make him win over Roman, whoever is the Universal Champion by then.
I can see him
have a good quality heel, have him title for a while. Because his NXT run was great. his NXT title run was pretty great. So I would like to capture that same magic with like a world title.
I think I will cut back. I think I will cut back on WWE pay per views.
That's not going to happen. It's just advertising. To go back to what you were saying about Elias, though, is the fact that you can't.
You push can't, greatness.
Well, you can, but you can't put. You can't like kind of thrust him into a role, I guess, or whatever. Because right now, he's like the perfect example of, we're just going to let him do his thing.
A good simmer, basically.
Yeah.
So he's simmering.
And the best part about that, though, is the fact that, like, he loses a lot, and it doesn't matter, because he's amazing. And he's one, and he's probably, like you were saying, another show, he's one of the few NXT people who's more over on the main roster than he was in NXT. In NXT, he was a nobody.
Yeah. I almost kind of forgot he was even from NXT for a little bit. He had like one, maybe like one off appearance match and like a few little minor backstage segments, and then that was it. And now he's like borderline a top person on Raw. I don't know how he did it, but it's incredible.
Braun Strowman cashing that at SummerSlam. I think Dean needs to turn on Steph of Seth.
Oh, speaking of Dean Ambrose returning.
Oh, man, that was great.
Jacked Dean Ambrose.
Super jacked
Dean Ambrose. I know, man. I think that's what he's holding back for.
No, he...
I heard that no one knew he was back until, like, the very last minute.
Which but is now probably now we know why he was gone for so long. Vince McMahon locked him inside somewhere and said, you're not going to come back until you don't look like a skinny, fat bastard.
Which, now I'm thinking about it, probably explains...
You need to be John Moxley.
Explains why Renee was, like, dead silent when he came out. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Well, somebody else was mentioning that, you know...
Speaking of Renee, she did great on commentary, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
There was a comment that was made on Twitter or Facebook where somebody said... Because there was a couple of jokes where I was like, he must have been taking something. No, I don't believe
it's
that.
It's just he's been working out. He doesn't look crazy buff. He just looks buff.
Yeah, but for him. Yeah. I mean, but what somebody was saying was that if he was... He could have been on, like, prescription steroids to help him with his injury.
Probably.
Like, yeah, I mean, because that would be, you know...
They're
not gonna. It's tasty. They're not gonna give him shit about that. If it's something having to do with recuperating, I mean that's why you had a lot of. You know, you would have. I mean, in the past, obviously, like they didn't really screen on steroids as much. But you remember when Edge came back from his neck injury back in the day,
which one?
It's when he returned and he speared Bischoff.
Oh, that one.
Yes, that was...
When he returned, it was like he looked like he looked like Triple H's brother.
Yeah.
It was like he went from like, it's like, wow, dude, you
like
look
a naturally
like...
skinny dude to like crazy Jack.
Yeah.
So here's another news. Our 6-star friend Dave Meltzer started calling Peyton Royce fat.
He's mental.
He's an idiot.
This is why I don't understand with that. I mean, besides the fact that I think it's blown out of proportion anyway, but why would he even say something like that? Like,
he was having a conversation about Peyton Royce with somebody on his I guess his podcast or whatever, and he was basically like, she's lighter or something, and like, she's not as big as she was in NXT or something. That's, I definitely remember him saying that.
Yeah.
Which is very untrue, because she was never like, super, she was never big to begin with.
Now, people online commenting on it, understandable, but
I think they're doing it as trolling him because he keeps on giving them like crappy stars.
But I don't understand why any WWE people would say anything. It's like you're working for a company that loves to fat shame people. And you remember back in the day when Jim Ross, he used to do it all the time. He was like, this person needs to lose weight. I mean, he was part of the talent relations. He was like the guy in charge of that. So, like, if Jim Ross thought you were a fat ass, then you were going to get buried for it.
Yeah. But...
But now, everything is proper, and they're supposed to be a professional company.
Like, you know why? Because you got people like them liberals out there.
Shut up.
Stupid liberals crying about everything in the world.
I don't think...
I'm so done with politics.
No, you know what? But you're wrong with that. Although, I'm only... I am not a liberal, but I'm only saying this for... I was talking to somebody online about this. You notice how most wrestlers are... I mean, a good majority of wrestlers are Republican. You know why, right?
Yeah.
No, you know why.
Why?
Because they get dropped on their head for a living. They don't know any better.
Oh, I'm independent, so I like making fun of both. Rights and left.
Flat Earther AJ Styles. Who just passed JBL.
Congrats to AJ Styles.
He now has the longest WWE Championship reign on SmackDown. In SmackDown history, I mean.
I think he should lose the title to Joe. Joe's been good.
I want him to lose the title to Joe, but let's be real, it's not going to happen.
Nah.
Who the hell is he going to drop the belt to? Is he going to drop it to the Miz or Bryan?
It will make that feud a little bit better.
Yeah, but I don't see them long-term booking it all the way to WrestleMania.
But September, like, after SummerSlam, Daniel Bryan's contract is up.
Actually, there's rumors that with, like, WWE 2K showcase mode being centered around him, that he probably already renewed it.
They haven't announced it yet. So when they do, because they're looking...
They said that... Brian said he's most likely going to resign, but WWE obviously is not thrilled that he already hasn't.
Because he wants less days so he can be with his kids. His kid. I'm sorry, not kids.
I mean, it could work. Like we said before, his part-time schedule isn't exactly, like, very demanding. Like, 100 shows a year? That's doable.
But, like, or could he be at All In?
No.
No.
Well, it was also the fact that the doctors themselves, even though the doctors said, yes, you can wrestle, but it would really be in your best interest, well, it'd be in the best interest of all wrestlers in WWE to cut down their dates, but they were saying, work less dates if possible. And of course, WWE is going to go, well, you're one of the top guys in the company, so we're going to have you wrestle more days.
See, he should do all Raws. Okay, and pay-per-views, or all SmackDowns. He doesn't have to do the tours. I'd be okay with that.
He can do like the big house shows, like, you know.
Like if they're like special,
like the Australian big event.
Yeah, like something like that.
Or even when they're running
special pay-per-views,
like the New York market. Oh yeah, speaking of that, so. How pissed off is Vince McMahon with New Japan and ROH selling out Madison Square Garden?
Oh, you know he's pissed. The fact that he tried so hard just to get rid of it altogether the first time.
WWE has not sold out Madison Square Garden in a while.
They haven't been there.
Exactly.
But the times that they have been there, like when
they
haven't
sold out.
Like when Undertaker had his match.
That didn't even do anything.
Yeah.
Because people are getting tired of WWE.
Exactly. It's all
and there's them. People out there.
I don't even think they've been selling out the Barclays Center lately.
See, I love all wrestling. You've seen.
Yes, we know.
I haven't missed a WWE pay-per-view. I still watch WrestleMania when in the hospital. I still didn't miss it. You know what I mean? I missed it in hanging out with you guys, but. And Walker's
bottom line
$200
is
meal.
The bottom line is their material is getting mad stale. Okay? And. You know, New Japan and Ring of Honor are starting to get, like,
a lot more popular.
Especially with, like, the people that are in it. You got, like, Jericho being involved. You have Stephen Amell being involved. Like, they're starting to get a little more mainstream.
Don't forget.
And that's a bad thing for WWE.
Don't forget, Impact is getting a little bit pushed, a little bump up.
They're starting to do a lot better in comparison to WWE also.
Because they're working with Lucha. They're working with...
Yeah.
But here's the thing about
WWE's
all the
biggest problem is that they don't want to
work with people.
It's
don't even want to work
Vince,
with his
it's Vince
progress.
McMahon. You notice that Triple H. I mean,
Triple H
is
exactly.
Okay,
he's very open. To
no,
it.
No. Here's the thing. Triple H is very much a WWE guy, but he's also an old school guy. As far as like knowing that, the old school like territory ways and just. Cross promotion. It's kind of like when we were talking about House of Hardcore, how Dreamer is very open with doing cross promotion. It benefits everybody.
Correct.
It benefits everybody because not everybody is going to, and that also benefits the WWE. That's the thing. Things that could benefit them, they think it's going to work against them. They figure, oh, because you know, with these shows coming up, the independent shows and the New Japan and ROH and all that, they're just going to look and go, how much money is it going to take to get Kenny Omega?
Yeah.
What?
Because they're going to throw an absurd amount at him. Yeah. Not
if
so
All
In
does
even...
as good as everyone thinks it's going to do, they're going to throw so much money at the wall to get the Bucks and Kenny and possibly Cody.
But when people are talking about that, though, here's the other problem with that, is the fact that if they even did that, would they even do anything with them?
No. It's just to have
them. I think that they would do
it's
something...
It's like why they picked up Bobby Lashley.
I think they would use Omega. I keep mentioning that... I say he would get the Styles treatment. I don't know if he would get that well, but it would it would be in that category.
Yeah, he will.
The Young Bucks... Vince has never liked them. Like, the Young Bucks will be... They were so good on the business side of things, though. Like, that's what people, like, don't think about when they say, oh, they're just, like, indie guys. But they're really good with the business side of things.
First
time I saw the Young Bucks, it was at Chikara. Don't remember what show, but the main event was all the tag teams were against each other. Their tag team partners. Like, Nick was on one side.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they were split up, and it was like, just Jigsaw was on one side, and why can't I think of the dude's name?
Anyway, but like, what happened?
No, it was just a reverse match to see who will win. Like, it's
random thought.
Yeah.
You know who's not going to work the New Japan Madison Square Garden show, right?
What?
Jericho.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Which I mean, you gotta remember, he's got his crews and all his other stuff going on.
Well, no, here's the thing with Jericho is that he's still a WWE guy.
Yeah, for the most part.
Like, he's one of the few that he can do the things that he wants to do, but at the same time, he still respects Vince McMahon.
Mm-hmm.
So
I heard someone, I wanted to get your guys' opinion on this, too. I heard someone the other day say that they think that Jericho is doing the Lesnar run with the IWGP Intercontinental title.
I don't
agree because, like, you gotta remember, like, won it, like, maybe, like, a good few weeks before G1 started.
It depends on how you look at it. I mean, with what Brock is doing right now, or what he's been doing ever since he won the belt, or actually, you know what, ever since SummerSlam when he's... Suplex the shit out of Cena. Was that if his matches were amazing, I don't think that people would give a shit. I think they would be fine with it. But
it's the fact that he doesn't give a shit.
He's getting lazier and lazier with every show.
Because it's literally just show up and I get paid an absurd amount of money.
I mean, his match with Goldberg at Mania was good, but only because it was about 5 minutes, and how could they possibly screw that up?
Yeah.
It was a heavily scripted 5-minute match.
It was just power moves.
Yeah. So, that was fine. But as far as, like, no, we're not gonna get even, like, the match that he had with Cena at Extreme Rules when he returned. That was a decent, like, you know, that was a decent match. We're not gonna get any of that shit. He's definitely not getting
the Styles match.
That was all Styles anyway, so...
Yeah.
And that was one of the reasons. He was like, yeah, I'm not gonna have a match of the year against Jinder Mahal.
If you can get a match of the year, Brock.
Yeah, throw Styles in there. Again.
So, this came out Wednesday that Sami Callihan scanned a girl's design for a shirt.
If he did, that is the most heelish thing I've ever heard him do recently.
That is... But she didn't ask him for the... pay for her artwork.
Is this like the Randy Orton tattoo thing all over again?
I feel like it is.
Callahan's awesome.
Dude, like, if you
I'm
didn't say...
OVE
would you
starting to grow on me.
Who?
OVE is really growing on me. His faction. I mean, his staple.
Yeah. But if you look at it, she didn't ask, like, in the conversation and all, it's like, I got some artwork for you. And he's like, oh, cool, thanks.
He's like, I think I'll keep that. Use it for merchandise.
Yes, he asked her, and she said yes.
And it's then, on her, she didn't trademark her shit.
And again, it was a gift. And he asked. And she, the only thing she asked is, can you say who drew it? And he did that. You know what I mean? And, like, talking about it, and then did an all shirt.
It's because she didn't realize how popular it was going to get, so now she wants some money.
Yeah.
That's what it all boils down to.
It's your fault. As an artist, you need to trademark your shit or get him to pay for it before you do it.
Yeah.
Yo, like, give
her
me...
Her biggest mistake was offering it to him for free.
She could have got a contract out saying, yo, if you sell this many shirts, I'll get maybe $2 out of it. Right there.
Oh, wow.
But she was stupid, so she deserved to get what she got. So I don't think she got scammed. I think Sammy did what he had to do to make a t-shirt.
Now, when you say it like that, it makes it sound like he screwed her.
Nah. Next time, trademark your shit, bitch.
I mean, again, damn, dude. Wow. Where did that come from?
Trademark your shit, bitch.
Anyway, moving on.
Moving right along.
What was your guys' thoughts about that whole Randy Orton thing that he's dealing with right now?
What is it?
The thing about them saying that, you know, he was like harassing people or something.
Oh, that.
I think that was just troll.
I honestly think it's true. Because I wouldn't.
It's true. Yeah, it has to be true.
I feel like it's true.
No, you remember what year it was that they were talking about? It was like, what, like 2012?
Oh, yeah, and totally not giving a shit Randy Orton? Yeah.
I was looking this up because I was like, okay, when did he do the Kofi Kingston shit? It was in 2013. He was very much an asshole back then. Because that was like two strikes Randy Orton. That was, I'm going to injure my shoulder by punching the canvas Randy Orton. It was the, I'm going to go on a radio show with Howard Stern and call Kelly a whore Randy Orton.
Yeah.
So,
I honestly think he did it.
But you know what Orton would have said, though? He would have been like, hey, it's not like I fingered your asshole like JBL would have you do.
Did you hear the fucking, like, it was like an old interview or something he did where he was, like, basically talking about, like, him and OVW back with Cena. How, like, Cena does not, like, react or anything. He's like a wall. Like, I could put my cock in his hand, he wouldn't react. And I've done it before. So,
so this is why they call you the Viper.
So, USA signed Miz and Maurice's, Miz and Mrs.
His show got
for
like
14 more
episodes. 14?
14 more episodes for 2019.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
It's, I know it's scripted, but it's still funny as shit. I enjoy it.
The times I catch it occasionally, it is pretty funny.
It comes out more genuine than any Total Divas show.
Yeah, it really does, right?
Yeah. I just think it's funny just because...
Because The Miz is in it, so it's going to be funny to you.
No, his father's the cake thing. He's like, we need to take it home.
I will say, like, I love Maurice's mom. She is hilarious. Like, I love.
It sounds like the Cosby Show's entrance.
Like, there was one scene where, like, Maurice and her mom were at, like, dinner or something. And she's basically like, so, me and Mike were thinking that for the delivery part, we just want us in the room. And the mom gave her, like, the most terrifying death stare I've ever seen.
It's like her mom was about to give her the skull-crushing finale.
That's basically it. And there was another scene where Miz is backstage with, like, one of the seamstresses for WWE, and he's like, could you, like, sew a camera onto my shirt or whatever so that when the baby gets delivered, I can actually, like, record it or something? And then Ty Dillinger and Dolph Ziggler are like, You do, like, how many movies a year, and that's the best you can come up with? Oh, man. That show is very entertaining, and I do like it a lot more than Total Divas and Total Bellas. Or, I'm sorry, Total Bullshit.
Total Bullshit.
I still love how for Total Bellas they were, like, advertising the fucking bachelorette party and shit. Like we don't already know that this marriage is fucking, like, done.
So this weekend we got TakeOver and SummerSlam. TakeOver is tomorrow, isn't it?
TakeOver is Saturday.
I always get the day as much
so. I am so excited for TakeOver. Let me rephrase that. I am so excited to see my boy Velveteen Dream. Okay.
That's more like
it. Did you guys, I know you guys don't probably like catch up on NXT like that, but the little promo conversation he had with EC3 was really good.
Was it good?
Oh, it was very good.
Actually, yeah.
I was surprised at how good EC3 is on the mic.
Yeah, EC3 has always been good on the mic. I mean,
he was all right when he was Derek Bateman.
I mean, his mic skills definitely take the precedent over his actual wrestling. So even though he's not that bad at that.
He can get better in the ring.
So that's so the matches for TakeOver, yeah, we got Velveteen versus EC3.
That's gonna be a good match.
Velveteen needs to win it.
If he doesn't, still will be a great match.
Yeah, regardless. One of the match I am looking forward to, like very looking forward to, not it. I mean, I know the NXT title one is going to be good, but the one I'm really
North American.
Yes,
dude.
Ricochet versus
Cole.
Cole is going to be great.
Adam Cole is amazing.
Isn't Ricochet working with an injury right now?
I don't think so. I mean, that was last TakeOver.
No, I think they said that he was working with one, but that it was not like one minor. That's going to like.
I think it was the same injury he had the last
time. I have
time.
A feeling like Bobby Fish is going to return at the pay-per-view.
I mean, he's already, like, back. He's just not, like, wrestling right now.
Yeah, I think he's going to return.
He's definitely going to get involved in the match somehow, some way.
I think that Cole's going to retain.
I think so, too.
I think he's held it long enough, and I think Ricochet needs it.
No, he doesn't.
Just to put him, like...
Well, no.
Because they're not ready to get pulled up yet, so...
I mean, not to, like... Pull Adam Cole up or anything, but just like Adam Cole is great. He's a triple threat. He's got the talent. He's got the athletic ability. He's got the mic skills. He's got the charisma.
Vince already loves him,
and everybody keeps calling him Shawn Michaels.
Yeah. So if he drops the belt, it's not gonna hurt him. But I think to really put Ricochet on the map, he needs the North American title.
But at the same time, like we've been talking about the last couple of episodes. Is that Adam Cole was the guy on NXT for a period of time.
He still is, really.
Sounds like your mom's listening to him.
That was until Tommaso Ciampa decided that he wanted to be, like, King Heel.
Okay, that is very true.
So, I don't think that... I think that they're going to have him retain, or that maybe Ricochet wins by DQ or something. But they're going to continue this. It doesn't have to end now.
I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to end if Ricochet gets it. I mean, look how far Mustache Mountain and Undisputed Era have been going on for.
That's true.
Yeah, they're awesome. I like the name.
And the titles change hands within that feud, like twice.
If they weren't going to do anything with Authors of Pain and Main Roster, they should have kept them in NXT.
Oh, very true.
It's kind of sad, WWE just... Oh, they're great down in NXT. Let's pull them up.
It's because Vince just doesn't know what to do with them. Triple H obviously has, like, a good idea of what he wants to do with his characters. Vince is too focused on just focusing on one talent. They get tunnel vision for everybody else.
There's too many people in the company.
Correct. And
that you're going to have a good amount of people that they're like, we got some really talented guys here, and we don't have anything for them.
I will say, though, I'll make a bold prediction that if the B team retains after SummerSlam, they'll go into a feud with Authors of Pain, where they'll lose. That's the only way I can see it going for them.
Dude, I really enjoy the B team. I think they're great.
Their theme song is hilarious. It is intentionally horrible.
Their new theme song is fucking hilarious.
We got Shayna. How do you say
Shayna
her?
Baszler.
Shayna Baszler.
See, I'm about to pull a DB. Baszler.
Hey, I am the butcher. You're not.
You're the booty man.
I am the butcher.
Baszler versus Kairi Sane is going to be a good match, too.
See an elbow drop.
Everyone wants to see that elbow drop.
It is literally taken the place of actually seeing her. It's like, I don't give a fuck about her. I just want to see the elbow drop.
It's like the Eclipse with Ember Moon now. It's like, yeah. I don't really care about your match. Can you just do the, just give me my fucking move, please?
Well, you don't like it whenever Ember Moon gets in her zone and starts screaming at somebody?
No, because I get like the guy from House of Hardcore where we were like watching Petey Williams and he was like, not getting the Canadian Destroyer, and the guy was just like, you're gonna fucking stop teasing me and give me this move.
My gosh, I pulled a muscle right in my leg. It's freaking killing me.
Alright, Kevin Nash. Kevin Nash winning whatever belt they won recently.
I don't even start on that shit.
So, we also have, Ciampa versus Gargano.
Ooh!
That's a steel cage match or something, too, right?
Last Man Standing. Last Man Standing.
It sucks that Black got injured. It really does.
I think the Last Man Standing is just a stupid gimmick match. It should have been a steel cage match. Every time you sit down, it's like tightens up. But I don't think they should be in a Last Man Standing match.
Well, what other type of... Well, I mean, besides steel cage match, what other type of match would you give them?
Everybody kept saying, like, oh, man, this feud has to end with Hell in a Cell.
I mean, yeah, that would make sense.
Yeah, but they're not going to have Hell in a Cell NXT show.
They had War Games at NXT.
Yeah,
but they're bringing back War Games again.
Yeah.
So
I mean, a Hell in a Cell wouldn't be too far fetched. I mean, if you're going to get a steel cage, you could also get a Hell in a Cell.
You can have a dog collar.
Don't even mention it.
Don't even. No.
Dog kennel match.
No, I was calling it a dog collar match.
That
would be awesome.
I mean, the only thing I could see.
You know what? Actually, with Gargano and Ciampa, that would be a good one. But no, Last Man Standing.
But WWE,
it'll be good. I don't think that anybody's really going to be talking about Meltzer for this show as far as stars go.
Six stars.
By the way, is Lars Sullivan in the match at TakeOver?
Nope.
What? Fuck TakeOver.
Like, I just really thought about that. What is he doing right now? Is he even in a feud with anybody?
The last thing I remember was when he had his jaw broken, like, against Black.
Yeah, that's about it. So is he, like, out or something?
He could be out getting it fixed. So I want to bring up this cool artwork that Haystacks found. Was on the Simpsons version of the Million Dollar Corporation.
It's just Burns as his assistant in different outfits. That's not, like, amazing.
Dude, it's awesome looking. Dude, you're not hyped about it. I'm a Simpsons fan. This is awesome.
Wait. Are you hyped about it? Are you hype?
You're not hyped about this? It's kind of cool.
I mean, okay. So was actual Bret Hart on this show, but you don't see me tripping.
You're so mean.
Why are you an asshole sometimes?
I mean, it's the Simpsons. Like, who cares? Futurama's better
anyway.
You're not
a 90s kid.
No, dude, it's the same thing.
It's just Futurama's better.
It's the same thing.
Not really.
It's the same writers.
I know it's the same writers, but it's the two different shows. All right, one's
so
better.
They were both on the same show.
Let's talk about
Sorry that I don't like to do the Bartman, okay?
What? Your hand goes up.
Our mouths have to go shut.
We got the SummerSlam card.
Oh, are we?
Okay, let's go down the list. Wow, look.
There's 13 matches.
Shit, more shit.
Entire all these 4-hour shows that end with Roman Reigns.
Like, so he is closing.
Most likely. I mean, well, okay, so let's go.
Let's do the pre-show.
All right, so we got the B-Team versus the Revival.
That shouldn't
be in the...
B-Team's going to retain.
It shouldn't be in the pre-show.
Yeah, but they're totally going to retain. Let's talk about predictions.
Predictions?
They're going to retain.
Yeah, big time. Because that keeps that feud going.
Yeah, and...
Well, at least for the Matt Hardy and them.
Matt Hardy's out.
Well, we don't know that yet.
They announced he's out.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Okay, so next up is
Rusev. He's like injured.
Rusev and Lana against
badly injured.
Almas and Vega.
That's an all-Rusev match? Good.
I'm going to give that one to Almas and Zelina Vega.
Zelina Vega, the one that does not want to be associated with CM Punk.
No, Austin Aries.
Austin Aries.
I get them mixed up, I'm sorry. They're both douchebags.
No. Aries is cool.
Didn't he go off on somebody on Twitter like not too long ago?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, No Way Jose.
Yeah.
But it's No Way Jose. He sucks.
But it's the fact that he would pick a fight with No Way Jose. Is that how far Austin Aries has gone?
And it wasn't even like a mean joke, Austin. I mean, Jose said. What was the joke again?
He had the picture of Austin Aries like
fading away. Yeah. Like in the Avengers. And yes. Then fucking Austin Aries just roasted him for like no reason.
He was like, oh, look, now you're more popular than ever. What have you done? It's like, dude.
Like, okay, wow, chill.
Hey.
You probably wouldn't be this testy if you ate some fucking red meat. Excuse me.
Go eat a cheeseburger.
For those of you who don't know, I'm just fucking with DB because he's an Austin Aries fan, and he's giving me the look right now to say, shut your fucking mouth.
And the fact that Austin Aries has one less title than Enzo in WWE. What the hell is Enzo doing right now?
Enzo says he's done with wrestling.
Good for him.
He was on Busted Open. I didn't hear the interview, but he recently was on Busted Open.
To give his opinion about wrestling?
I don't know. Did you think I stopped and listened? No.
I'm not going to fucking listen.
You like to listen to stuff like that. You're like, I want to hear what this dumb shit has to say.
I just want him to hit the ropes wrong again.
Anything going on with Big Kaz?
Big Kaz.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It's not Big Kaz anymore. It's Big Kaz. Two Z's.
I do miss one thing with Big Kaz. I miss when he would walk out with his Titantron and he would say, Big Ass. It's like, you guys, this was a joke, wasn't it? You did this on purpose.
Who's next?
Now, see, I really don't think that this is going to be this far down, but Daniel Bryan versus The Miz.
It's the best feud going on right now.
And it's not going to end until Mania, if they know what's good for them.
And this guy right here, his name is Big Cass, and he's 2.1336 meters high in height. And you can't unlearn that.
So this is the dude on SmackDown this week. They did a great like video package for The Miz and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I liked it. It was like spanning over their careers and stuff. Yeah, I still think it's laughable how they're saying like he was his rookie in NXT, despite the fact that Daniel Bryan had at least 10 plus years more experience over Miz. But whatever.
It's funny.
It's hilarious. Very incorrect, but very funny.
There was the one, the segment with Miz and Bryan, like, why did Bryan have to catch that dummy baby? Why couldn't he just drop it by accident?
Oh my god, that would have been so funny.
It's like, what did you do?
It's like, it's like Siski kicking the baby in the crowd.
So the Miz is going to win.
I think the Miz will win this.
The Miz has to win for this feud to continue.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Speaking of Daniel Bryan, just a quick second. I don't know if I already touched on it already, but 2K19 showcase mode is back, and Daniel Bryan is one of the premier showcases. It spans his career, like, literally from the beginning in WWE with, like, his Sunday Night Heat or Tuesday Night Heat wrestling appearances back in the day.
Oh, dude, that'd be great. That'd be great.
And I mean, like, NXT parts. Even has, like, John Cena before he became John Cena. Like, John Cena's still wearing pants and acting like a rapper, John Cena.
Pants John Cena.
Oh, shit. What's next?
Finn Balor versus Baron Corbin.
Oh, my God.
Baron Corbin needs to win this feud.
Why?
I mean, this match, to keep it going. Because it's
no, a good we don't need to keep it going. We've had this. They've literally fought each other, like, every week now. At this point, I think the feud is done.
There was somebody on Facebook, I think it was, talking about WWE wrestlers going into their gym. And they were like, yeah, there's a bunch of wrestlers here. And one of the coolest ones was Baron Corbin. And one of the biggest douchebags was Dolph Ziggler. What the hell? And then they snuck a picture of like Roman Reigns at like one of the weight benches. But
the crazy thing is, when I met Dolph Ziggler, he was cool as shit.
Well, maybe it's because when Ziggler's at a gym, he doesn't want to be fucked with.
I won't bother people.
But
at the gym,
the more I hear about Corbin outside of anything where he's in character, I'm like, you know what? This guy is actually kind of hilarious. Like, I still like the whole thing where
I like him right now.
I like the part when he was talking about the when like IHOP or whatever, when it was like, oh, Baron Corbin got fired from IHOP and he stole the vest, and Corbin was like, that was a nice vest.
No, it was Chili's.
Or Chili's, yeah.
I wanna stop for a minute. I think Raw needs to go with Corey Graves going to SmackDown. Stay on SmackDown.
Corey Graves is on SmackDown.
And just leave,
just exclusively on SmackDown.
Just put Renee on there with Coach. I think they'll
get rid of Coach entirely, my personal opinion. Dude, I like the dynamic of Renee, Corey, and Michael Cole.
They balance each other out.
They really do. They balance each other out a lot more. It feels more fluid, more natural.
But Coach
needs to get fired and go back to ESPN.
I mean, they can keep Coach for like other stuff, just not commentary.
He's not good in the scripted environment.
He's featuring Madden.
Yeah, like Coach in speaking from the heart. And like an unscripted viral like he does for ESPN, that's great. WWE, that's natural. Horrible. You can't have that same effect.
He's great on Busta Open.
Yeah, but as far as WWE television, he sucks.
Yeah, he's literally
needs to go
here. He's worse than Booker.
At least you can understand what Coach is saying.
Yeah, most of the time when he's not being like awkward and shit. He's the only commentator that like has an awkward silence after everything he says.
I don't watch Raw enough to even like pay attention to that part. So yeah, we got Balor versus Corbin. The best part about this match is because they have so many matches on the card, it's not going to go like 15-20 minutes like their one TV match did not too long ago.
It doesn't. I really hope it doesn't.
Balor needs to win. That's all.
I mean, yeah, but where does he go from there?
Same place he's gone for the last 6 months. Absolutely obscurity? Nowhere.
Yeah. Yep. Same thing with Lashley, which I think is pointless to even have this match with Elias.
See, when you said something about Lashley on Bobby, thinking you were talking about Lashley, and I think Lashley should go heel. He will be better as a heel.
Lashley just needs to be better on the mic, period.
He needs...
You know, like,
I like him as a wrestler, I just don't like him talking.
Last week.
If he was just a silent enforcer type deal like he used to be way better.
No. Let him talk more. But no, he needs to talk more. He needs to talk more because think about this. Even as a silent enforcer type, he would have to stay silent the entire time.
It works for Lesnar.
No, but...
And that's one less Mike Tyson sounding motherfucker to deal with.
But then the couple of times where he would talk, my favorite Lashley, I don't think there's any favorite Lashley promo, but the one where he was feuding with JBL, and this was like maybe the first time I ever heard him talk on the mic. He gets up in JBL's face and he's like, JBL, you and me, no way out. And that was it. And it was
the same voice for a listener, just noticed.
Because they sound the same. Oh yeah, the Vince, give me Goldberg. I want Goldberg.
Now, is that Lesnar or Lashley?
Pierce.
That's anybody that falls in that category. You could throw Scott Steiner in there, too. So,
see,
what is up
you're
with
dealing
these?
With a 25% chance of winning this match. And I'm a genetic freak, so that 25% All-American becomes 30 and a third.
I don't care how horrible that promo is, it was classic. Because people will not forget about it. Cedric Alexander versus Gulak.
Oh, that's going to be good. I
can't
Gulak
wait to see that.
Contender. That's going to be a good match.
I'm a big fan of Mason Gulak. 205
Live has been phenomenal.
Because they're letting them do their thing.
No, it's because Triple H is running
Let
shit.
Let Drew Gulak win.
Drew Gulak will win it. I mean, Cedric's held it for a while now, so.
Carmella.
I got a
Becky
question.
Lynch and Charlotte Flair. Okay.
Before you start to the next one, I was reading something about Neville. Okay. that they need to put him
with the you're talking about.
UK.
Someone asked Triple H if he would consider putting Neville in the UK division.
That would be amazing.
That would be great. I mean, Noam Dar's doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, him against the...
It's just about what Neville wants to do, because I think his contract is still frozen or something, right?
Yeah, Neville versus Pete Dunne would be amazing.
Because they're not going to fire him.
Neville versus Tyler Bate would be amazing.
Hell no, they're not going to fire him, because he would be huge like anywhere
else. He's too big. Just imagine if they fire him. Next thing you know, he's all in.
Yeah, because there's still a spot open for all in.
There is? I thought that all the cars are filled.
No, there's one mat.
So I know. Are we watching all in?
Yes, we're watching.
Okay, all cool. Because that car looks great.
We all need to pitch in for money.
I mean, it's not that expensive, though.
I know.
So the next one was Carmella, Lynch, and Flair.
I think Lynch needs to win.
I just feel like Charlotte didn't need to be involved in this match. I get that it gives Charlotte something to do, but this takes away from Becky, and it's honestly her time. The only thing I could see coming out of this is Becky turning heel.
She doesn't need to turn heel. She just needs to
pins Charlotte for the win.
That would be awesome.
I think Carmella's going to keep the title.
You always think she's going to keep the title.
I'm not the only one that thinks she's doing great.
You are the only one that thinks she's doing
great. No, there's other people.
Who?
All two of them.
Bubba Ray
including
Dudley.
Bubba Ray Dudley.
He enjoys Carmella's...
Because Carmella's just fucking Velvet Sky with a New Jersey accent.
The more you talk about Bubba Ray, the less I like him. I just noticed that.
No, have you listened to Busted Open?
But you always mention every single Busted Open interview with him that makes me go, man,
because he makes more sense than anything.
Makes sense with what?
Everything that's going on with WWE.
But when he was talking about one of the interviews he was talking about was like, you know, oh, you got all these entitled fans or whatever. Oh, back in ECW, we would have whooped their asses. It's like, ECW was built on entitled fans. The fuck are you talking about, dude?
He has a point.
Like, you're talking about, you know, the crowd that anytime anybody did anything wrong, they chanted, you fucked up.
A lot of people did fuck up in ECW.
Yeah, because you had guys like Sandman that were just guys.
Yeah, and guess what? The crowd let them know it. And, well, Bubba was absolutely right as far as, like, him and Devon being the guys that wanted to incite riots every night, so. So, yeah.
Oh, my God. Hate to interrupt, but I just saw this advertisement for a wrestling promotion that's about to do their matches. Big Time Wrestling, probably. I think it's the promotion that Kevin Nash just won a title in. Listen to this match that they're about to have. It is the Rock and Roll Express teamed up with Terry Funk versus Jerry the King Lawler, Doug Gilbert. Wait, this has to be old. Because Brian Christopher's advertised for it.
Oh my God, Brian Christopher's house. No, I'm not going to say anything. I'm sorry.
Well, he's coming back from life.
No, you know what? I'm going to say, what? They're going to get Brian Christopher's corpse?
Or a hologram.
Hologram. Dude, that would be different. We're going to use a hologram.
It's going to be like when Vince went against God.
Dude, that was a great match. God was amazing. He took a couple bumps, and he just kicked ass.
What the hell match are we on? So what else did they have on that?
For what? SummerSlam?
Oh, we're back to SummerSlam. Okay.
So because that was just the only match I saw. I think it's an old match because this has to be old.
We got Dolph versus Seth.
Again.
Ambrose needs to turn heel. Everybody needs to turn heel.
I think Ambrose will turn heel and start the feud with
Seth. It makes the most sense. This is how it's going to happen. He's going to screw Seth Rollins out of the title, and Dolph's going to retain that way. And then him and Rollins are going to feud. I don't think all the way up to WrestleMania, but close to it.
Would you like to see Dean Ziggler and McIntyre as a group?
We have enough staples.
This is what I want to see. I want to see McIntyre cost Ziggler the belt. Like, you know, it's like, oh, or inadvertent. No. And then the next night on Raw, like, they're going to have a rematch or whatever. And then Ziggler goes, "Big man, I'm giving you the night off."
What I really want to see is Ziggler do an open challenge and then McIntyre comes out. That'd be very interesting.
I just want to see Ziggler take a Claymore kick and how he
oversells
it.
How he would sell it.
Dude, I love his selling.
That's why I want to see him almost die from the Claymore.
His goofy ass fucking
The more
kick.
Reckless and violent bro kick.
He will be still my number one caddy. What's next?
We got Braun versus Kevin Owens for the Money in the Bank briefcase.
Now, I know Kevin Owens, I'm thinking Kevin Owens.
I know
Owens
you guys want Kevin Owens, but I really feel like Braun needs it.
Braun doesn't need the Money in the Bank.
Kevin doesn't need the Money in the Bank.
Like, awkward silence.
Can you explain to me, like, what reason would Kevin need to have the Money in the Bank for? He already... I mean, yeah, just to say he has it, but, like, he already had a Universal title run, and it wasn't even, like, that spectacular.
The fact that they have the stipulation where if Strowman loses any possible way, this means... They already telegraphed that Strowman's going to retain.
Exactly. Strowman is way too hot right now.
It is, but I think he's going to... If Kevin Owens loses, Strowman's going to cash in tonight, that night.
Nah, I don't see him cash in tonight.
I think when Roman Reigns beats...
We all know what's going to happen. Lesnar's going to retain. Braun's going to cash in. Lesnar retains. Just to piss everybody off.
Because they would totally do that.
Dude, I think I will mark out for it.
You
would
you
mark
know
out
I like
for
the stupid
regardless.
Endings, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You would, like, literally be like, "I'll be right back. I need to dry myself off."
Pearl Harbor! Pearl Harbor!
Pearl Harbor with Brock Lesnar.
I remember my Pearl Harbor moment.
Oh, Bludgeon Brothers versus the New Day. Bludgeon Brothers need to win.
Yeah, New Day's held the belts long enough. Well, I mean...
Don't they still want to... I mean, they've held the belt on top of their, like, title reigns?
They've held the belts enough times that they don't need to win another one.
Yeah, well, wasn't the big thing with the New Day was that if we're going to have them stay as a team for as long as they are, why don't we just have them go all in with longest reign, most title reigns?
Are they the longest
they
reign
were
tag
supposed
team?
To be. They were supposed to be doing that with the back and forth with the Usos.
Yeah, but they realized, holy shit, we've had them feud with each other forever. We need to do something else.
Could you blame them? They've been putting on amazing matches every time.
Is New Day one of the longest tag teams in WWE?
Longest. Yeah. Like, longest reigning WWE
tag? No, just longest tag team, like, tenured tag teams.
I think...
Usos.
Yeah, Usos, too. Bo and Axel, too. They've been together for a long time, too.
Not as a tag team, though.
Not nearly as long as either of those two. Yeah. Not even close.
But the Usos, because they're family, so you're going to know they're going to stay together.
Yeah.
Because if they broke up...
They'll never break up.
Nah.
There's certain tag teams that just have to stay together for the sake of staying together.
WWE tried that with the Dudley Boys, and it failed big time.
Yeah.
So.
We already.
And yeah, at the same time, Impact somehow got it right.
Usos got to stay together because if they're separate, then you're going to have three Romans.
Yeah.
And you can't have three Roman Reigns. It's,
except well, it's just going to be Roman Reigns in a hoodie.
Whoa. Vince's dream come true. Three Roman Reigns.
Can you guys act like The Rock?
We got AJ Styles versus Samoa Joe.
Oh, speaking of the... You know that was like Vince's fucking wet dream when Rock did Hercules and he looked like Roman Reigns. Oh my god. I just thought of that.
We got AJ versus Joe. AJ's gonna retain.
That match is going to be great, though. At my heart, though, I want Joe to win, but I know
AJ's going to win.
Christopher Daniels comes out and attacks them both. We're going to take it back to the old school, guys.
this is the worst SummerSlam I've ever been to.
Hey, get it right. It's Summerfest.
Summerfest, SummerSlam, whatever.
Jerry Piven, thank you for that.
All in all, though, I'm not really super excited for SummerSlam. I'm looking more forward.
We're not even done yet. We got two more matches.
Oh, God. Do we really have to even acknowledge
those two? Alexa Bliss versus Ronda Rousey.
Ronda's...
She's not going to win.
She's like, going to find some way out of it. Like, Alexa's going to find some way to retain because it's way too fucking early for Ronda.
I don't want either of them to have the belt. I'm sick and tired of Bliss with the belt.
I love Bliss.
I mean, who's better? Who else? Who other than Bliss?
I don't know.
At least on the Raw side.
Natty?
Nah.
Give her a token title win.
I don't think Natty should get a pity title win because of her dad passing away.
No,
but
not
they,
that.
But they would do some shit like that.
They would.
Alicia Fox.
Alicia Fox. That's what you're going for. Alicia Fox.
Dude, she's crazy.
Then I'll throw my fucking pick into the ring. Dana Brooke.
No, there was... I forgot which pay-per-view this was, but Alicia Fox did have one match, though, where, like, every single time she did anything, it was hilarious.
She can't even do a fucking scissors kick, dog. Like, come on.
Dude, I love her. I don't know why.
I think it was just... I think there was, like, one match where she, like, threw somebody out of the ring or just did something, and she was like, get out of here! It was like, what the hell is wrong with
you? Did I tell you...
I just don't like her.
Did I ever tell you
I don't hate her, I just don't like her.
Seems less threatening. Don't like seems less threatening.
Did I ever tell you my Foxy story?
No.
Okay, my friend.
Yes, you did. Yes,
is this
did.
A story? Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
I did the Dustin story?
Yeah.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Dustin. See, I'll tell you this right now. If Dustin was alive, he'll be with us right now.
Dusty?
Dustin.
Dustin who?
Walls.
Oh, I thought you meant Rose.
He was
like,
a friend of mine.
Dead.
He died of cancer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So he would be with us doing the podcast if he was still alive.
He was an Alicia Fox fan?
No.
Oh, I was about to say.
No, he was just a wrestling fan.
Alicia Fox fan.
He was a wrestling fan.
But, no, I'm sorry. I can't agree with your pick of Alicia Fox.
Mickey James.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense, but let's be real. They're not going to give her a women's title. I'm just going to acknowledge that she's won it 6 times every fucking 5 minutes.
Ember Moon.
All right, that's possible.
I do like Moon.
Or, you know, heel Bailey. Just throwing it out there.
But she's not going to go heel. You've seen that already.
You never know what could happen.
You know what, Matt? You notice she's not on the card at SummerSlam? And they had a storyline the whole time. Bailey and Sasha,
they're in the car, aren't they?
No.
Oh, they're going to wait till after SummerSlam that he'll turn it.
See, right there, they could have been wrestling Manny Rose.
No, it's because they pushed out when, like, they realized, oh, we really have to turn someone heel. And it was like, oh, no, they made too much money for us, so we can't do that. Let's make them be fucking friends again. Like,
let's do a Kane and Daniel Bryan storyline.
Because, yeah, that worked out, despite the massive fucking pop Bailey got when she beat the shit
out of
Sasha Banks.
And what's their tag team called? Hugs and Bosses?
The Boston Hug Connection.
Heel
even the fucking name is stupid.
Heel Bailey is so fat.
It's like Rock and Sock.
Yeah, I know. Like I can't make that fucking connection. No pun intended. But, like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Goddamn Rock and
Sock
Connection.
That's seriously the best you guys could come up with? The Boss and Hug Connection?
They could have called themselves the Care Bears?
You know why they don't want to turn Bailey heel? Because it will cause a bunch of smart marks to bust out the KY Joey. Be like, finally!
Why not?
Do you remember when Trish Stratus turned on Jericho?
That was amazing.
Dude, that was so hot.
I'm just saying,
she
Bailey
started making out with a Christian. Yes. That's why Vince McMahon doesn't like him.
Goddamn Christian!
Like, come on, Vince. Just open your heart. Have Bailey beat up Sasha and then come out the next day with a Ruck Fugs shirt.
Do you remember?
For some reason, I thought you said, like, fuck rugs. Fuck rugs, you carpet muncher.
What other match? What was the last match?
Oh, we don't have to talk about this one.
What is it?
Brock versus Roman.
Dark match.
Hopefully.
Like, the lights will go out?
In my mind, it'll be a dark match, because that's when I'll turn the fucking TV off.
No, because we have to see what happens.
No.
I can sleep and just wait.
Because it is NASCAR.
And then I'll go to the food table. I don't have to see the match. I'll get the gist of it from your reactions at the end.
But don't you want to see,
like,
25 Superman punches, half a dozen F5s?
Yes.
No, you know something?
And 26 German suplexes.
You know,
yes.
You know what would actually work very well, and they're not going to do it, is if...
Instead of 13...
Bring out anything, just saying.
Is if Roman beats him Goldberg style and just gets it over with.
I fucking wish they did.
Because here's the problem with Roman right now. Once again... is the fact that he's supposed to be their superhero, but he's a superhero that chokes.
Yeah, I know.
Nobody likes a superhero that chokes.
Like, for real, what makes Goldberg at, like, 50 spear more effective than Roman Reigns, who's half the age of Brock Lesnar, by the way, not effective?
What if WWE ends the show with a women's match?
They're not going to do that.
Well, because they got the Evolution pay-per-view going on.
They're still not going to do that.
Could we get the Ronda versus...
That's not going to happen. I still want the Evolution pay-per-view to end.
Ronda's going to win the title at Evolution. You know that, right?
I want to see the Evolution pay-per-view end with Evolution beating up the women's roster.
Batista's back! Batista's back!
Triple H,
just
like,
one night only, Batista, Orton, Triple H, and Ric Flair just come out.
Are they saying Blue Tista?
Nice job. Not safe for work.
Are they calling him Blue Tista?
Oh my god, if Ric Flair were to knife edge chop somebody, Roderick Strong,
he would
style.
Knife edge chop Charlotte.
This is what you get, child abuse.
See, it's your fault that, bah!
Yeah,
it's
remember, like, when you slapped me?
It's like, no, I bought these for you, pop.
Give me my fucking robes back.
Oh, fuck.
This is your fault, David Flair was champion. Slap. God damn.
And
see,
then,
we're more excited about our fantasy pay-per-views
then,
than the actual pay-per-view.
And then Batista holds him over to Batista bomb, and it's like, I'm just going to keep you up here for a little bit longer.
No, it's going to be like the meme on the internet where it's like, you know, look her into her eyes, hug her gently, pick her up, and Batista bomb her.
Yes. And the crowd goes wild.
So, the guy that I'm talking about, I'm talking to about t-shirts and all.
Yeah.
He knows a pro wrestler guy. I sent his name and all that to you. So I'm talking to him and watch some of his matches. Dude's an amazing wrestler for what he has. So I'm getting into the thing that we're going to...
So what's his name so we can give a shout out?
Oh, you want to know his name?
What's his name?
I have to look it up. I know his name.
He's such an awesome guy that I have to look up his name.
Dude, I know his real name because that's who I have under...
What's his real name?
Colton.
Cole what?
Colton. I don't know his last name, but... Because that's where...
So while he's looking that up, we're going to do our shout-outs. We got a shout-out to...
Russell Cave Podcast and Ace Porter in the game.
Yes.
I love your guys' work. You guys are awesome. Ace Porter, looking forward to one day having you on the show. What else do you got, friend?
Cult of Kayfabe.
Cult of Kayfabe.
I hate them!
We know.
I like them more than Russell Talk 24.
Dude, they start banning people for calling CM Punk a snowflake.
I have no idea why they would ban people for that.
Hey! Because CM Punk is a snowflake.
That's an insult to snowflakes, man.
Also, shout out to Josh Ho and his five takeaways from wrestling articles.
For a while.
They are really good reads. You should really look into that.
Yeah, I was just talking to him earlier. He was asking about when we're going to get a website up. Well, since I'm taking this website class, maybe that'll be soon. But if there is anybody out there that can help us with a website, give us a ring. At our email, theinsiguri@, you know what, fuck it, just go through our Facebook page. our Facebook page, the Insiguri Pro Wrestling Discussions on Facebook, where you can shoot the shit with people. Don't talk politics. There's also the fantasy page if you're interested in that. And JCL's got something to say.
It's time, Weiss. Moment of truth. We're finally at the moment where I finally beat you and take my rightful fucking spot at the top on the predictions.
And yes. Then we got...
coming for you, Weiss.
And then I'll shout out to Wrestling Still Rules podcast.
Yes. And we haven't said this in a while, the Hart Foundation.
Yeah.
And, Nah. We also got Double Dropkick, which I don't even know if they're plugging us anymore. We're going to plug them every show, just like we used to with Blue Meanie. Blue Meanie.
Oh, Blue Meanie gets
our number one fan that doesn't know that he's a fan yet.
And also a quick shout out to our boy Haystack Hastings, who's down with the flu. Hope you get well soon, man.
Give that flu a DDT.
You're killing me, man.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. We need the real man's man here. Who else is out there? We got some other people. We got,
Let's give a shout out to James Weiss for helping with the leak. James!
Yep.
Coming for you, James.
I would like to say thank you to Dave Walker for coming on here once in a while when he has time.
Yeah, he has been on for a while. Yeah.
He's in Florida.
Yeah, well, that would explain it.
He's making out with Minnie Mouse.
Awesome.
Yeah. I hope he listens to that.
What else we got here? We got Fuck the Freethinkers.
I think
that's it for now. Oh, we also have our YouTube page, which is still under construction, and our Snapchat that we never use, and our
walkie program. Snapchat?
Yeah, because you set it up.
Oh, yeah.
And our Instagram. You know what the Instagram needs whenever we go to the indie shows? Just start snapping like crazy.
Yeah.
So.
Gosh.
And our Twitter page and all that other stuff where people used to don't use. Well, you use Twitter. He doesn't.
I would like to... if you guys want to help out with the page, give us a shout out. We'll fight you to the family.
Yeah, we need more people that like to post random questions that people just feel the need to answer. Like, I never thought about, you know, what variation of the DDT I like the most until they ask this question.
Ooh.
Actually,
that's a good one.
Who has your favorite version of the DDT?
Okay, not to run a fucking joke dry, but Velveteen. His variant is pretty sick looking.
Arn Anderson.
All right, Anderson.
Yeah, he's the DDT.
Also, Rock's float over is pretty nice, too.
Raven.
Raven's DDT.
Well, Raven's is just a butterfly, right?
It was the way he did it, especially when he used to do it to Benoit. Like, the kicked legs up, you know?
Yeah.
So.
The Future Shock used to be pretty cool looking.
Mick Foley had the double-arm DDT.
Yeah.
And Jake the Snake, like...
he's the inventor of the...
exactly.
Like, and how did he invent it? By accident.
Yeah.
I had somebody in a front headlock and I just fell.
I was going for a suplex, fucking slipped, and just invented the coolest fucking move in the world.
Yeah, take that, Dean Malenko.
Who had the great...
My invention is better than yours. You remember what Malenko invented, right? The jackhammer.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, because he had somebody up for a suplex.
And he slipped. And he slipped. That's right.
And they were like, yo, that looked kind of cool. So how the hell did a power move like that come from Dean Malenko?
He is the man with 1,000 holds.
Without a hold, though.
But who cares?
Armbar. Oh, yeah. We also have... not sure if it's going to come back on regular until we figure out what to do with the YouTube page, but we're going to have another podcast episode up on Sunday. So this one will definitely be up before then with Marks of the Roundtable.
Yes, we're bringing back Marks of the Roundtable.
Woohoo.
You sound so enthused. We're all going to be too busy eating.
Yeah, I know.
Like being waiting in anticipation for the big Brock versus Roman encounter.
No, I'm bringing back Marks of the Roundtable at the moment of the main event.
Sounds good.
So we can... enjoy the match and talk.
Define enjoy the match.
The main event, we're going to turn on Marks of the Roundtable.
Everybody's going to be asleep.
Yeah.
just either like from every the itis or from the just match. Just like every other pay-per-view that had Roman versus Brock.
We're either going to be asleep from the itis or from the match. Probably both, I imagine.
But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. And with that, this is the end of our show.
This has been JCL.
And Fran.
And I am D.B. Richards.
We'll see you next week.
Night, everybody.
Or Sunday, whatever.
See you Sunday.
That is next week. What the fuck am I talking about?